It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich... Real quick, Alex, go ahead.
Hey, Rich. Hey, Fred, sorry. Hey. I called in sick today.
Cool.
And it's something that I think a lot of us get guilt-tripped about.
I agree.
So, Nick is, like, as funny-sounding as Matt McCarthy.
There's an agenda here, but I'm not quite getting to it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he called your advertisers and sent them clips from the show that you've been missing.
Oh, I knew it. I saw the angle, baby.
What's happening?
I saw it coming. I wanted to get to it. All right. Listen. By the way, that was poor, and then it's gaps in. I just wanted to get right to it.
Sure.
All right. Ty Anderson. You know him. He writes for 98.5thesportshub.com. He covers the Bruins. He's very active on Twitter, including consistently bitching about not being on shows. Which
oh, I miss you guys.
Is that the reason?
Ty, you're not doing yourself any favors doing that. I just got news for you. When people go bitching,
I'm, you know, people have been tweeting at me being like, where have you been? How come you're not on this? How come you're not on that? I don't know what to say to these people, but I don't want to ignore them.
Don't say anything.
But I don't have fans like you, man. I got like 10 people that like me.
I don't have fans.
Are you kidding me? People love you. People love this show. They like you guys.
We'll see. We'll see when we get older.
So because I legitimately been wanting you on for a while. I told you at the beginning of the season we tried to get you on.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I thought I died.
Yes, and then that was the case. You were so awful that we didn't want you on again. Honestly, we've been trying to get around to it.
Yeah.
But now I feel like, do I even feel that good anymore about bringing you on?
Because no, give me a ban again. Okay. Give me like a 2-month ban. Like Jan 1, I can be back on. Okay, Until then, I'm gone.
All right, so we want to have you on.
Yeah.
Will you promise not to bitch about being on?
Of course.
On? Okay, good.
Of course.
That's a deal. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that.
Because, you know, because it's not, I think it's a cumulative effect because not only are you doing it, but like Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray have become insufferable. like they're bitching about not getting paid. And what I think is funny is that like Mike Thomas is going to look at it and go, you know what? This is a great tactic. Piss me off. And you're not doing that, Ty.
No, you're not doing that. This shows off his list.
No, you're not doing that.
If I'm being legit with you guys, I really enjoy talking with you guys.
No, we love having you on the show.
Because you guys, like, when I came over here, you guys were the first people that reached out to me.
Sure.
And you've always been, like, and I love the discussions we have because we talk about more than just hockey.
Yeah, of course.
And we have common interests. So I like that. I think I missed you guys, and I missed you get ideas from this. Dude.
You're not an answer robot. You know, if you ever guests in the studio where it's like they've got the list of questions, ask the answer robot.
No, I don't want to be
stats. No, I mean,
no. But I, I truly missed doing this. Like, honestly, I don't want to be that guy who bitches about things, but I truly miss doing this because I think this does help in terms of getting ideas for what I want to talk about, what works, what people hate, things like that.
Well, so. I can see it. Your heart's in the right place. You missed that. Okay, well, I like
even
that.
Battling the traffic in. So I was reading an article, and there was an executive, and I forgot who wrote it. Doesn't matter. I don't think it was you. And there was an NHL executive that was not really all in on the Bruins being a cup. They weren't all in on the Bruins winning the cup.
What was their justification?
Despite,
what did they
despite
say?
Despite the start, is it age? Is there youth that can come in and
top heavy? The whole nine yards.
Everything you know. Where's the youth? Are they too top heavy?
But it seems like there's all these things kind of not being answered, but.
It's very early.
The second line is starting to find its like they're getting scoring a little bit more now for more than just that first line.
But sort of. Okay, so are you bullish on them right now? It's so early in the season.
But, they can't stay this good this long. I mean, like for the entire season, right? I mean, this is what they're doing right now is they're a wagon.
Yeah, no, that they are the things that were their strengths last year are still their strengths, and they're better. Their goaltending has been better. The first line is playing better than they were last year. The power play is even better. So that's not sustainable, and I think that's when it comes down to this. The bottom half of the roster, that's where the concerns are, right? Like, is Krejci going to be healthy this year? Is DeBrusk going to be healthy this year? If you don't have a second line, you're not going anywhere. Like, that's clear. So that's a big question. They have to replace Marcus Johansson at some point. Is that internal, external? We don't know yet. Bjork has looked good. Sinishin has looked good in the games that he's played. He only played two games.
What is your feeling on Sinishin? Because, I mean, he gets so much hate. I understand that he's a first-round pick. I understand in one of the picks they didn't want, but he was one of the first-round picks. Picks I think they panicked on because they didn't think they were going to be taken.
They only hit on one of the three so far.
So far. And you agree with me. I think that they had no intention going into that day that they were going to be taken.
As a matter of fact, if you remember during that draft day, and Ty can back me up on this, Senishin was considered the wild reach of the three.
He was. He was projected to go in the second round by many. They saw something they liked.
Okay, but you made a good point, is that you compared him to Marchand in his development.
Yeah, it's a long road for Senishin. I mean, go back to Marchand. He made his debut in the 2009-2010 season. He played 20 games. He had 1 point, I think. You know, it was a slow ride for him. And then began the following year on the fourth line. He was part of that line with Thornton and Campbell. And then he elevated.
God, I forgot about that.
By the year's end, he was a first liner. It was a slow development. He played over 100 AHL games before he was even up here. So I don't want to say that Sinishin's going to be the next Brad Marchand. I don't want to say that. But I look at what he's done at the NHL level. He's produced. He's played two games. He played last year in Minnesota, and he played in Montreal. He got two assists. He should have had three if that Coral goal doesn't get wiped out. And he had an empty net goal last year, but he played well besides that in Minnesota last year. So I look at it and I say, okay, well, he's producing right now. When you put him with players, he's producing. So I think we're quick to say that a guy is a bust because now we're just so used to players coming in at 19 and just dominating.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know, there are more ways to make the NHL. There's more than one way to make the NHL, and I think that the long game, it might pay off with this guy.
Okay, so after the Montreal game, you know they were just waiting to come out. Tuukka Rask finally is less than stellar. And really, to be quite honest, he was awful. It was like 2 to 3 softies.
He was awful. Right? He was, of all places to be awful, it was Montreal.
He was as bad as I've seen him.
Yes.
What was the reaction like? Because immediately when that happens, they come out of the woodwork to attack you, correct?
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm the guy to go at. It's unbelievable. Well, first of all, there was a day of misinformation from 2 to 6 that day.
No.
About how he doesn't win in Montreal. He won 6 games in a row there entering play. It's just not true.
Yeah.
And then they go.
Oh, that's funny because I was under. It's because I was under just hearing everyone say it. I was under the impression that he sucked there. It's so good.
Yeah, no, it's not true. Okay. They're reciting narratives from 2014. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Right.
And then even with this loss, he still has 7 wins in 10 games against Montreal. His last 10 games. It's like, I get what they're saying. I get why they're angry. He played like crap. But you can't ignore 8 great starts.
Yeah.
And then the first bad one go, I told you. No, you can't do it like that. That is ridiculous. So yeah, he wasn't good. I'll say it again so people will stop yelling at me. He wasn't good. But it's the first time he's looked human all year, let alone bad. First time he's looked human all year.
So when you look at the Bruins team, right now you've got and I don't know if it's changed since they played. Highest scorer in the team in the league. You've got Pastrnak scoring more goals than anyone else. Brad, is he most assists right now? Okay, so if he wasn't, like, it was a couple days ago. He was. You had until this last game. I think Tukarask with the best save percentage.
He's now third.
One game dropped him?
No, he's 1 percentage point behind the top two guys.
Okay,
he's got the second best goals against. Pastrnak is still number one. Marchand number three in the league in points. Pastrnak still number one in the league in goals.
Okay, yet we're still finding things to bitch about with this team. If you had to pick one thing that truly you think it could be an Achilles heel right now, what would it be?
It would be that second line and that third line. Who scores there on the right side? Because you ride Pastrnak nightly. Like, that's been a thing that Pastrnak's been playing about 20 to 22 minutes every night. And then you look behind him, who's the next common right winger? Typically, it's Chris Wagner. And he's a fourth liner, and he does a great job in his role. But is that the guy you want with his second most time on ice on the right side? You know, once you get beyond Pastrnak, I don't know. So Brett Ritchie really hasn't given you anything. And when he has a bad night, he has a bad night. Like, you can't play him.
Yeah,
he's that kind of bad. So really, you're looking at Sinishin and Heinen and saying, okay, can these guys be middle six right wingers for your team? Because if not, you have to go in the trade market again, and you have to look at either adding a third line center and then moving Coyle to the right side, right wing, or you have to go out and see what wingers are available. But right now, they don't. I think their deadline cap space is like $2 million, and that can go up as the year goes on. But if they don't get, you know, if they don't utilize their cap every day, they might not be able to add, you know, a Taylor Hall if he's available. So that's a question too to follow. That's another issue for them. It's the same thing always. It's that right side. They've needed a right winger since Ginla left town. That happened 5 years ago. They still don't have that guy who can be that. So, you know, they really lucked out with Pastrnak being what he is and being the superstar that they got at the end of the first round back in 2014. But getting someone behind him, that remains the biggest thing for this team.
All right, how do you fix the offsides replay?
You get rid of it because, or you institute a time limit. You say, we can only challenge this if the guy enters, if the guy who's offside scores the goal and he scores it within 10 seconds of being offside. If it happens 35 to 50 seconds after the zone entry, guess what? Your team had a chance to get rid of the puck.
Yeah.
If they knew how to play defense, they had a chance to defend it and stop it from happening.
Even if they didn't touch it. Like, even if they didn't touch it, you had a chance.
Exactly. Okay. That, or it's a time limit on the review itself. That's 3 minutes they spent looking at that. At a certain point, you're digging. You're not trying to verify. You're trying to take it away.
Jaffe had a kind of interesting idea, and that is any kind of review needs to be in real time.
I love that.
And if you can't tell in real time, then play stands.
It's like the Bigfoot footage. It is the Patterson footage. You're trying to be like, what is happening there? Yeah. Like the Coyle goal too. It goes against an NHL rule. The NHL has a rule that if you have the puck in your skates and it's what they consider possession, that's fine. That's a fine zone entry. That's totally legal. And I think if you read the NHL rule that files under, that's a good entry. That shouldn't be wiped away.
Why the hell did they get overturned then?
This is the thing. Nobody knows. Look at Cassie's reaction when they take it away. He just goes, whatever.
He's used to it by now.
He doesn't know. Nobody knows what the standard is for that, for goaltender interference, for any of these reviews. Nobody knows anything. And I thought Cassie brought up a great point talking after Tuesday's game. He says, they challenged that, but I can't challenge the first goal because in the first goal, he believes that a Montreal player cross-checked Tory Krug into Tuukka Rask, which took him out of the play.
Mm-hmm.
You can't challenge that. You couldn't challenge Nolichari getting kicked out of the play in Game 5 last year. But you can challenge if a guy's, you know, a millimeter offside 45 seconds before a goal is scored. It's stupid. It's so backwards. If you're going to do video review, get it right. Don't do this.
I don't know. I don't even know why they have it in the first place. All right, we'll be back. Ty, if you want to hang out, you can.
Yeah, I'll hang out for one. I'm on the ban after this. I'm Jan 1 after this. So.
Do we have audio of Bird doing something?
If you want to, if you want to do it, we could save it. I don't care.
Well, we can do it.
All right, let's knock that sucker out.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
I'm like a cross between Mighty Mouse and Underdog. I need the Wonderdog.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. Ty Anderson covers the Bruins for 98.5 TheSportsHub.com. All right, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I want to talk about the offsides at the blue line, the replay and all that. So I'm not a Bruins fan. I do have a problem with the call that was made the other night because I believe was it Coyle that was entering the zone? Who was it that was entering the zone?
It was Coyle. Offsides.
Yeah, so if he had gotten hit at that moment, that would have been a clean hit because of the possession rule. When the puck's in your skates like that and you're receiving a pass, you've always been allowed to get hit. So that's a possession rule, and possession of the puck is a judgment call on the ref's part, so that's not even reviewable. So I agree that there should be some sort of time limit here because you are the point of the rule is for like an odd man break. It's for cherry picking. It's all of this. It's not to go back a minute and a half and figure out, oh, well, should this at play have even happened?
It just kills the entertainment aspect of the game.
I don't know when you're calling possession.
It kills the entertainment when you not only have to stop something and review it for 3 minutes, but even worse, and you said it like earlier on in the season, it might have been the DeBrusque one that was the most egregious. I forget which goal it was. But, I mean, there had been 45 seconds between when they actually crossed into the zone and the goal was scored and they went and reviewed it. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think that's a good way to do it. 10 seconds should be the maximum. You have 10 seconds. If a goal isn't scored, if it's scored after 10 seconds or 15 seconds, then you shouldn't be able to review it at that point.
That's on you.
Yep, you had your. I love that. That is the best defense of fixing that, and that is you had your chance to gain possession of the puck once again. You didn't do it, and so all's fair at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the other part of it too is that, to Kevin's point, is that this rule is implemented to prevent egregious errors from happening because Matt Duchene scored a goal and he was like 9 feet offside, but the refs were down the other end, so didn't even notice it. That is why this rule was put in. It wasn't in to get rid of what would otherwise be clean goals. Like, I joked about it on Twitter, the Bobby Orr goal is probably offside. You want to go back and look at it. Like, there's probably so many historic goals.
Somebody called it. It was joking about that the other day.
There's probably so many historic goals that, you know, these pillars of NHL hockey, what we love about the game, that were offside. That they were, you know, somebody's skate was just a little bit over the line.
All right, I have a question for you. Is that the show is going for a dinner. But then the show, minus me, is going to some, like, dance club, like Booms, Booms, Booms Club.
Yeah.
And Rich is paying for a table for table service.
Well, it's just how you all get in. When you pay,
it's a place to sit. He knows what table service is.
Yes.
Would you go to a place with table service?
No, I would not. What does it do for me? I get a Coke? I can buy my own Coke.
Yeah, you don't drink.
Exactly.
Would you go to a club like that?
No, I don't fit in that place.
See, I tend to agree.
I don't like that. You meet terrible people there. Everyone smells.
It's way more fun than you think it's going to be. Everyone smells at a rock concert.
No. It's a different kind of smell.
You said like you saw people coming around the Interrupter show.
Yeah, but they know they smell. But they know they know they smell bad. These people think they smell good and they don't. Have you ever left the Royale after a rock show and seen the line of dudes waiting to get in?
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, that's a lot of cologne there.
I'm telling you, it's one of the biggest shocks is going to a place like that, how much fun you actually have. Yeah. Especially if you're with, like, you know, significant others and stuff like that. Like, if you're just a bunch of bros, it's weird. But if you're with, like, your significant others and girlfriends and wives, it's a blast.
Why would I take my wife there, though? Like, what do I want
because
with my
to look
wife?
At because other women and be like, look at these other women.
Because it's fun, yeah. It's like, loud, it like, takes you over. It's like an assault on the senses. It's like going to the loudest rock show you've ever gone to.
I don't know. With the
craziest light show you've ever seen.
I just don't know when this happened to Rich that he was.
Yeah, you're a club guy now.
Yeah, I know. Like
it's fun as hell.
You're like a club guy
because
now.
It's great and it's not even a guilty pleasure. It's a pleasure. Like it's fun as hell.
I don't know. I can't do that.
I couldn't do it either.
See, I've always loved metal shows because almost the same kind of reason. I like when you're just completely, you can't escape the sensory overload. I love that.
Yeah, I would go to a metal show with you.
In a mosh pit and like it being like, I love that part of it. And it's almost the same feeling when you go to these places where it's floor to screen, like video monitors and stuff spinning over your head and the music
and
is cranking and you're drunk and it's great. I do.
I don't need to hear the Zombie Nation.
It's not Zombie Nation.
The Stevie Yo. I don't need to hear that, though. I don't know. I skip that. I'll go to a metal concert with you. I'm not going to go to a club with table service, though. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. No good is going to come out of that, too. That's the other part.
Have you ever done it?
No, because I don't. There's no need.
I want to go once. This is not something I'm going. And I just to people watch and see what the scene is like once.
It's right. Almost like it's borderline
not make it
impossible.
The cover charges alone will kill me.
Not to enjoy
no reason
yourself.
For it.
How much is it going to cost you?
Well, you see, the money that you pay to get in goes towards drinks.
Okay, a lot of people have told me that you get one bottle of vodka.
Fred, I've done this before. Like, okay, if you get a table, if the table costs you, let's say $1,000, but 10 people get in, that money goes towards $1,000 worth of liquor.
Okay, I don't think that's correct.
I've done it a bunch.
If I get like chicken fingers, I'd probably go.
Yeah,
well, if you can find a way to get food.
It just goes towards your tax.
And then everyone leaves me alone.
I have a feeling there's someone paying. Can't hear you're anybody.
Doesn't matter. Fred, I've done it in different cities.
I know. I think you're mistaken. I think you're mistaken. I'm not going to get in an argument with it. You might be right. I just think it happened to think you're mistaken.
Every time that I've done it, that's the way it's been.
Okay.
They bring over a bottle of Stoli. They're like, yeah, pour it yourself. Yeah. And they walk away.
Yeah. And then they give you mixers. Yeah. Carter, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that the refs are bendy in the NHL. They're real bent.
Bendy.
I don't get it.
I don't know, but I like it.
Tomatoes.
Steve, go ahead.
Rich, you guys are going to Encore?
We're going around there, yes.
Okay, first of all, that place is a hellhole.
Sing it, my brother.
Wall-to-wall packed. The music's so loud, your drink spills if you put it on a table. And third of all, you guys are all way too old to be there.
I agree with all those things.
Well,
I agree with that last thing for sure.
Did you get table service?
I'm with you. I did not get table
service. Well, there you
What's
go.
What's the point
You're
of
doing it wrong then?
Yeah, but
we won't be in the crowd.
They won't even bring your bottle. It takes an hour to get to you.
No, it doesn't. Not when you have a table.
Bathroom, you gotta pee on the ground. Okay.
That's why all the drinks light up. It clears the path, and they come right to you. It's like going to the Rainforest Cafe, and you get the volcano, and it's your birthday.
I would rather go to the Rainforest Cafe than go to a club.
These are people who have
sit right behind the elephant, just yelling in my ear.
You're speaking like I did before I did it, and it is way more fun than you think.
I was just there. It's honestly,
you were a nickel and dimer. Didn't have tables.
Hate it. Fred's gonna hate it. Don't make
Fred's not going.
I'm not going,
and I'm not making him go.
No, I would never in a million years go get table service somewhere. I would never in a million years go to a club like that.
But you've sat in like a club seats where they brought you drinks at like a game.
I've been to lounges where they brought you club seats, but it was much more chill. It wasn't like
it's the same thing. It's just
it's not. It was a way more chill, and it was like different music. It wasn't a dancing situation. Like you could sit at tables. I don't know how you can do it. I would lose my mind. How do you like this?
And the buildup and the lights and the monitors and the confetti and the lasers and here comes on the screen.
It's
the Wallachad.
It's meant for Wallachad people
left,
on ecstasy.
Wallachad right. Wallachad, Wallachad, Wallachad right. It's going to be all over that club, John Wallach. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to give him a big screen cap of your big head with the gap in the middle. And it's a thousand Wallach
heads. All the ladies will come looking for me.
There's a Beasley holiday party. It's a show. I thought it was going to be our party this year. Lil Jon is playing. I would have done that. Now, that sounds like it'd be a
Where
lot of fun.
Where did you hear about this?
It was on one of the other stations in the building. They got a party. But it's not. No, it's a show. It's not the party. But I saw it and went, yo, that's our holiday party this year. Yeah, Lil Jon and Fat Man Scoop.
The Beasley holiday party is going to have Lil Jon?
It's not. No. I thought it did. I thought it was going to. I read the ad incorrectly. It's a show that one of the other stations put together.
I couldn't. I think Lil Jon is still a fairly successful producer, if I'm not mistaken. Alex, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Hey.
Hey, so first off, to that last caller's point that you guys are too old, that's crap. I saw, like, a couple in their 60s at Encore slow dancing in the middle of everybody jumping around. They were having a grand old time. And second off, Fred, what kind of Instagram influencer are you if you won't even go out with the people?
The people don't go to that club. If I'm sitting at a bar doing rails off of it, you can come by and say hello anytime. I don't do
that. Well, again, there's a difference between the greatest bar and, again, going to a club like Memoir. I think you need to go out just for the influencer standpoint.
Well, as an influencer,
you influence nobody at this point.
I'm influencing everybody. Have you seen my new shoes?
Come on.
What do you call it?
You can't say your wife and kids.
What do you call it? The shoes? The color?
Crap, that's what you call them.
Reebok pumps?
No, the color.
Granimals? Buster Browns?
They're not Graminals.
Colorways?
It's not colorways.
I know what they're called, Fred.
I'm not doing that.
Yes, you are.
All right, let me see here. All right. Whatever the thing is, I got cool shoes now.
and everyone wants to buy them.
And I put them up.
They offer the biggest ball pit in the New England.
That's what it feels like. You're in the biggest ball pit in the New England. Like, everyone's jumping around.
Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, I apologize if you already talked about it, because I have been listening since 7:30. But how come you guys haven't touched on Paul Stanley reading books on the Kiss Cruise to kids in his pajamas?
Hang on, what?
What?
Whoa, I didn't know that.
On the recent Kiss Cruise, Paul Stanley was in his pajamas reading books to kids.
Really?
You have next week's show right now.
It's on blabbermouth.net.
Interesting.
Okay, well, then I'm going to have to obviously do a little...
Do you ever see Paul Stanley's Reddit?
It was the night before Christmas, and I was in a chimney.
Kiss vocalist and guitarist Paul Stanley watched cartoons and read a story to kids in the final night of the Kiss Cruise.
We watched Fritz the Cat.
Oh, no, that you do not want to watch Fritz the Cat. That is not.
Oh, yeah, kids, if you'll excuse me, I got to make my way to your parents' room, to the man cave.
The man cave. I'm not quite sure.
They had a Kiss pinball machine, so I climbed up in it and put my face where my face would normally be.
This is way better than I even dreamed. He's wearing pajamas. He's dressed almost like a cow. Like,
'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house there was a bunch of dudes.
No, that's not how it goes. Paul Stanley,
what?
No. All the house, not a creature was stirring.
Silent night.
Glory, holy night.
What? No. Come on. Silent night.
Yes.
Naked night. All is safe in the hamper.
Okay, well, I don't know why you're still hiding in the hamper.
Paul, the star child reindeer. I had a shiny nose. Because I had a flashlight.
Okay, yes, that is.
Ooh, what's going on in there? Hey, you know I love the military.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I love the military. You know why?
Why?
Night vision goggles. Okay,
yeah, do you use those often? I don't know why you would use those as like a citizen. Just
I went to basic training. You know why?
Why?
They teach you how to crawl.
Be very stealth.
I'm stealth!
Now, why do you have to be stealth?
Well, you gotta climb under the bed. If they have an alarm system, you gotta be able to maneuver through it.
That's really creepy.
Oh, cool, a man cave, yeah. All right, I'll be back later. Shh. My face is the dartboard. Punish me! Oh, no. Look, there's a bearskin rug. Ooh, look where you stepped. Oh, my genitalia.
See, I don't know why all of a sudden you are.
I love pleasure to be
humiliated.
Is this pleasure is pain, Paul Stanley?
Oh, yeah.
This is warm leatherette, Paul Stanley.
Sure.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I fell in the rose bushes.
Okay, you're doing it to yourself then, just on accident.
Yeah. That's why I got a rose tattoo. I love pain.
All right, Rich, we have the...
Thank you, by the way, Ty Anderson.
See you, Ty.
Anytime. All right, what do we have coming up, Rich?
Okay, we have... I had it right in front of me. Something amazing that'll blow your mind. I don't know.
All right.
I completely lost my stuff.
All right. There, we're coming up with the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do we miss?
Well, a couple years ago, when he was still doing Monday Night Football, it was leaked out that John Gruden was the highest paid employee at ESPN. And even if he was still there making the same amount of money, he would no longer be that person because Stephen A. Smith has just signed a massive 5-year deal with ESPN that will bring him how much a year?
I know, $8 million. But he deserves it.
What is that Stephen A. Smith?
Always ass.
Yes, that's right. I know that you're like that.
I'm a bottom feeder.
You are a bottom feeder.
And then when I found out what a bottom feeder meant, it's super gross.
It's pretty gross. So he has inked this brand new deal. They're saying 5 years worth $8 million. God knows they use him in a million ways.
That guy is working constantly. And if they value him that much, he's worth every penny.
And as much as we joke about him, like, you know, he came in studio one time and the guy was... He was a good guy. He was great.
I don't care if he's the worst broadcaster in the world. If they feel like they want to use him that much and he's willing to do it, I mean, $8 million. If you would have told me it was more, I wouldn't have been surprised.
In other news involving much of the same, Fox has announced that Chris Carter, no longer with the network. He recently had a blow-up with his bosses, and I guess he was escorted out of the building, according to reports.
Did he, the whole way out, did he go,
and he had this eyes, the look of surprise. Oh, I don't know about this. You got to have a fall guy. When you get fired from Fox, you got to have a fall guy.
I don't think he's in much of a position to start going after his bosses.
Now, this could end up being the most glorious disaster that we could all pray for. There is a report from Ian Rappaport that a leading candidate for the new head coach of Florida State job is none other than Deion Sanders.
One,
I mean, how unbelievable are those post-game press conferences going to be?
My vocabulary isn't inept enough.
Well, besides that, I mean, the credentials, the fact that he started his own charter school that was promptly shut down by... either the city of Dallas or the state of Texas.
Yes.
The idea that he has had his children do things on camera. Oh, didn't, like, when he was signing, like, divorce papers or something like that? Or he had his kids, like, there? Or he was, oh, no, he was signing, like, some, like, legal document that someone had accused him of something, and he had his kids in there, to, like, while they were being taped. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
Has he ever coached?
He coached his kid in high school.
I mean, has he ever coached?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's been, what was the guy's name? Who was the guy that coached Notre Dame before Holds?
Was that O'Leary, the guy who lasted like three weeks before they checked his resume?
No, because he had coached at Georgia Tech. There,
Faust? Is it Faust?
There was a guy right before Lou Holtz that was a high school coach that Notre Dame hired. So it has happened in the past. It happens in basketball sometimes. But, yeah. That's,
but, I mean, that is a massive program he'd be taking over.
Yeah, and it will be. They probably figure he'll be able to recruit like a maniac.
Okay, you know what this sounds to me like? It sounds like when the Lakers got Magic Johnson to be their GM. Like, you don't really care about the person's skill to be able to do the job. You want a face to be able to recruit.
Well, he won't coach. Well, the idea would be that he doesn't coach. The idea would be he's Paterno at the end of his career, where he's just walking down the sidelines.
Wearing a headset and everyone else is doing the work.
No, he didn't wear a headset.
It was Jerry Faust. He coached at Muller High School in Ohio before they hired him.
Yeah, and he was like this great high school coach.
Yeah, for like 18 years, and then they said,
okay.
Did not do well, by the way.
No, he was terrible. I remember he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yes. They were like, bad idea.
Yep.
So if they did it, which I don't think they will, but he would essentially stand on the sidelines and be a recruiter. But I don't think he would settle into that role. I would think that he'd want to be like the coach.
Who does Ian Rappaport work for now?
NFL Network.
Yep. Methinks his source on that story was none other than he's an NFL Network
I was
guy
reading
too.
This, and you're right, Fred. He'd be a figurehead. You got to surround him with really experienced guys that can help him with X's and O's, and he'd be the closer. You're close on a recruit. Yeah. Deion, we need you to come in and close this down, and Deion shows up in a living room, and it's showtime.
What's odd, though, is that he could do that without having any affiliation to the program. I mean, he could just be a guy that
exactly.
He could be your closer. Like they do. I mean, there's programs where they take the guys that made it pro and they help out with the whole thing.
Well, it was one of the most head-scratching of rock star marriages. Supermodel Paulina Porizkova and the late Rick Ocasek, and it sounds like Rick Ocasek didn't like her at all because, according to reports, he cut his ex-wife out of his will. Actually, I don't even know if it was ex. They were estranged, so I think they were still technically married.
I saw them together eating with their son in Maryland.
Cut them out of his will, claiming that she, quote, abandoned him. This is a now public document, quote, "I have made no provision for my wife, Paulina Porizkova, as we are in the process of divorcing." He said, "Even if I should die before our divorce is final, Paulina is not entitled to any elective share because she has abandoned me."
Apparently, Dan's telling me he did it a month before he died. So
it's almost like he knew.
Or he probably just changed it to give it to the kids. But I never thought that that was odd. I mean, if you're a rock star and a super talented guy, I mean, that makes up for a lot of looks.
I don't know, man. I think it's just seeing them side by side. Like, what was stranger looking to you? Those two or Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley?
Well, the worst was Lyle Lovett, because Lyle Lovett is truly disgusting.
Julia Roberts, right?
And Julia Roberts. But,
and at the time, Julia Roberts was the biggest star on the planet.
A huge star. The Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley thing, it's like, if you're Christy Brinkley, like, do you even care about looks anymore? I mean, like, you just are surrounded with beautiful people all the time. You know, here's this guy you probably find wildly talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's smart. You know, he's hung well enough.
He's three apples high.
I mean, he did Uptown Girl with her, so, I mean, how could you not fall in love?
Sure, and all his friends snapping.
Uptown Girl. Billy Joel with a lot of holes in the catalog.
I said something the other day. He was playing at Fenway, and I was at an event that was right next to it, and a couple of my friends were saying, "Oh, yeah, Billy Joel there." And I said, Billy Joel's one of those guys. This is my opinion. A bunch of people are not going to agree with me. I think he had a bunch of good songs. Did he really have a great song? People will say Piano Man. That song's annoying.
No, well, that's unfair because it's been played so many times. But
did he have a great song? Like one that is...
So the fact that it's played a lot doesn't make it great?
I don't think it's a great song anyway, but I think that I'm giving a benefit of a doubt to him.
But that's because that's, to me, the closest you're going to get to, like, a great song.
See, I think Pressure was a really, really good song.
I agree.
Pressure's all right.
No, Pressure's good.
Yeah, but you are.
Like Moving Out.
In the nine.
Well, we didn't start the fire. It's awful.
What's the song? You Should Never Argue. Is that all you get?
That's Moving Out.
Yeah, Moving Out's a good song. The Ballad of Jesse.
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid is a good song.
That is a good song.
It goes too long.
Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. That's a good song.
We didn't start the fire.
No, we didn't start the fire.
Things,
you want to talk
I'm
about annoying. That's annoying. Yes.
Well, it's so stupid because he's talking about like these wars and stuff. And then he goes,
rock and roll and cola wars. I can't take it anymore. Wow, these cola wars are driving me crazy.
They've blown Pepsi, my mind.
Pepsi versus Coke.
It just shows how divisive our economic system is.
How do you keep that
in the song?
I know. Of all the lines. Oh, speaking of...
And it ends the song.
Speaking of Cola Wars, did you see what the brand new soda that Coca-Cola is releasing is called?
I saw you tweet it.
Yep. Aha.
That's the name of it. And we have the perfect spokesperson.
Aha.
There you go.
We should have him do ads for Coke.
be my guest
next week.
Do it early next week, guys. Come on. Be great.
Hey, which flavor do you like the best, Sarge?
But it's still all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, we have to break. When we come back, we'll find out what's going on with Zolak and Bertrand.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
And 5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
I told you you're invited, Zolak. You gotta go.
Yep. Zolak just showed Rich a video of him dancing around at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate thrill ride right here.
I've seen you dancing at the Super Bowl parties.
Self?
There's videos of you by yourself. Yeah. I mean,
tell you what, man. Gucci Mane came out. Oh, Jesus. I lost it.
Nice. Yeah. I couldn't tell you one Gucci Mane song. I couldn't.
Doesn't matter.
could you, Fred? Do you know a Gucci Mane song? I know who he is, but I couldn't tell you. I probably heard like 10 of his songs. He's probably one of those guys featured on everything, but I don't know.
Migos and all them? Oh, man.
No, I know that. No, I know that. Migos. But Gucci Mane, I couldn't tell you one of his songs.
Worst ever was... this past year, but I had my 14-year-old,
14-year-old at the post-game party with me. She was right up stage when Snoop came out. And Snoop's guy, with the guy with the green suit.
Yeah.
And he pulled out this 15-foot thing attached to the front of his pants. And it was about a foot wide and it had a massive thing at the end of it. And I just said, my daughter saw that. Oh, my God.
He was a pimp. It's Don.
She goes, it's good.
Don the Magic
I've
Wand.
I've seen it all, Dad.
Yep. Was that Don the Magic Wand? Or was
it,
who,
was it, it was out. What? And I'm like, why do you really need that?
The guy in the green is Don the Magic Wand.
Yeah, right? And Freeloader is his uncle that he takes with him. Freeloader. Yeah. Okay. That's that. His uncle just stands there and points at people in the crowd.
Remember that thing, Dennis? Guy.
Yeah.
I know guys that were at a All-Star game, the Major League All-Star game in San Diego, and Snoop was performing, and one of the guys... like had stuff he had to do back, like backstage, and Snoop had a just had in like an RV back there that it was like his dressing room, and he was sitting in a lawn chair with like 8 girls around him just smoking weed, and he's like just hands them the joint and goes, and they did not enjoy themselves.
Plenty to go around.
Nope, and it was a strain that is not for people that don't smoke constantly.
It's like getting high with Willie Nelson. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's once your tolerance is up to that high, it's no fun.
What time did you bang out yesterday?
Like before the show?
On my way to the show.
On your way to the show?
On my way to the show.
Joe Murray held it down. He was good.
Joe Murray comes in. He's like, because he done got a job, so he's off the bench.
Dude, you're so right on him. I never noticed that. He doesn't move.
Nope.
No.
He didn't move. We have an alarm for when he gets up.
I think he lets himself
Didn't touch it once yesterday.
Didn't touch
but
it once.
But if someone on Twitter calls him out for like being out of shape or something, he's like, I'm 6'3", like 500 pounds, and I can kick your ass.
Yeah, I'm sure he could. I'm sure he could.
Well, like, I mean
I never noticed.
He'd have to have some lateral quickness.
He never moves. He doesn't move.
Nope.
Head doesn't turn. It's like too much effort.
No, he loves it. He loves to sit.
He didn't move fast because he didn't have to move fast.
Posse Joe messaged me.
He wants to get a Wheaties tattoo.
He said, where'd you get Tom Brady hat? Where can I get that trucker hat, the new TB12 hat? I'm like, what are you going to do wearing it? Like, you got to work out to get that hat, man.
Where is it? Google it.
I told him, TB12 Sports.
Yeah, just Google
they
it.
It just came out for Christmas.
Sounds like an excuse just to message the Zoe man.
I was floored. It's Pasta Joe.
Doesn't sound like something that required your expertise.
They're my two favorites. I seek him out and... you want to go down wormholes? Facebook, Mike Bond and Mike Callahan, and his girlfriend, Bridget.
One of the things I'm truly glad you do to me, that you do for me, is to send the pictures of Mike Bond and Mike Callahan.
They went off on Halloween night. Like, he dressed up, and she took pictures, and I'm going to stab things.
Did he paint his teeth white and go as a normal person?
No, that Michael Myers thing. Everything was white. Everything was white that night.
All right.
Is he from England?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.